Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill.
People always talk.
Alright, our opening set had the Nihilistics doing Black Sheep and Black Flag doing one of my favorite Black Flag songs, Loose Nut. Again, welcome to episode 19 of Signifying Nothing. As always, we are located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Our featured record for this week is going to be the Peace compilation, but we'll get to that in a little while. Let's play some more music. Opening up things here, we're going to have a Negative Approach song. This is from the I Estimated Your Worth Today tape compilation, which combines a bunch of Midwest bands' demos. I actually had this Negative Approach demo separately, but I now have it with the I Estimated Your Worth Today comp, which I finally tracked down a little while ago, about 6 months ago. So here's Negative Approach, Ignition, and the Judas Factor.
Don't ask me stupid questions, I don't have the answers to. Don't tell me about your problems, and I'm just ignoring you. Sing a song, I'm singing songs, I'm not to me at all. Sing a song, I'm singing songs, I'm not to me. You point your shit right out of me, all the things you say you do. Not the least bit interested in what I'm listening to you. Sometimes I'm dead, talk to me at all. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Negative Approach with Sick of Talk, Ignition with Strain, and the Judas Factor doing a song called Intangibles, which is on their Ballads in Blue China LP. Our featured record for this week is the Peace Compilation. The Peace Compilation came out in 1984 on R Radical Records, and it's a who's who of hardcore at the time, from all around the world. Pretty much every country and scene you can think of is represented in some way, shape, or form on this comp. I really think that this is an essential compilation, and it should be given out to new hardcore kids when they join the scene. This should be part of the initiation and welcome package. So let's play some songs off of this. Here is Cause for Alarm, Jism, Articles of Faith, and Wretched.
Disney Max, yeah.
Oh, really? You
Buggies, endless Buggies, endless Buggies for the pussy hoots.
Bunch of fucked up people, man.
Endless Buggies, endless Buggies, endless Buggies for the pussy hoots.
Napalm 6 kids.
Did it strike you? Oh, did it
snap my teeth?
Did it
rip with screen?
Did it
twist me in tall wall?
Okay, that was part one of our feature on the Peace compilation. We had Cause for Alarm, Jism, Articles of Faith, and Wretched. That Cause for Alarm song is one of my favorite hardcore songs. I've seen Cause for Alarm now, I guess, 3 times over the years, and they never played that song. In fact, they rarely play songs from 7-inch, even. I've only seen them play United Races once, and the last time we saw them, which I guess was that Instead reunion at CB's a couple of years back. One of my friends turned to me at one point and said, do you recognize any of these songs? And I just kind of shrugged at him because I really didn't. You know, so that kind of sucks. It's worth mentioning that the piece compilation has also been reissued onto CD by New Red Archives, so you can track that down. I'm pretty sure it's still in print. As of a couple years ago, I still was seeing it in record stores, so check that out. Or, you know, copy it from a friend or whatever. You young kids listening, you need to get this comp, you really do. So let's play some more songs. Here's the Dicks, Kozlashnikov, DOA, and the Dead Kennedys.
You don't care about a nuclear war, how many people die. You're always laughing in the face of death. I look you straight in the eye.
Fabulous, stubborn as a crazy, give a feed. I'm at the office. Prime Minister speaking.
Greetings. This is the Secretary of War at the State Department of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. The president, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets seem up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present from Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Tell us, just start up a draft. Draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle and send them on their way. El Salvador? No, Northern Ireland are a moderately repressive regime in South America. We'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Now just think for a minute. We can make this war so big. So big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Oh, don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
That was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
That was part two of our feature on the peace compilation with the Dicks, Kaslashnikov, DOA, and the Dead Kennedys. Those are by far my favorite Dicks and DOA songs. So we don't really have any news this week. The only news I can report is that I'm looking at grad schools right now. I was down at my alma mater the other day talking to professors about letters of recommendation. And, you know, some options I have for grad schools. I've been really only looking in the tri-state area right now, but based on their advice, I'm going to start to expand my horizon. So look out, I may be coming to a hardcore scene near you pretty soon. So let's play some more music. Here's Tragedy, America's Hardcore, The Bad Brains, Breathing Fire, and Sonic Youth.
We'll be right back. What is the question? And it's so deadly. I'm the answers I kill. The things I kill. Please, good friends, I dwell till the end. I'm virtually slain. That's my actual fate. Do you have just wish for me, friends? Those that still the world has to throw. I thought it's just like you. But things like you. Please, good friends. And I swear I'll tell the end. God, use your mind, your time. Can't touch the time, no. Don't be a fight for it. Please, 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 please. It's so deadly. I'm glad to see you. Good things like you. Where is good friends? Life's well till the end.
That set opened up with Tragedy doing Deaf and Disbelieving, which is on their new record, which is called Nerve Damage. Next up was America's Hardcore with Born Prejudice, a live version of the Fearless Vampire Killers by the Bad Brains, which goes out to Brett Butterick. Next up after that was a cover of Deny Everything by the Circle Jerks, done by Breathing Fire, which is on their demo. Word has it that Breathing Fire are back and will be playing shows soon, so look out for that. And ending up that set was Sonic Youth with Making the Nature Scene. It's time to play some of the stuff we've reviewed lately. As always, you can check that out at sn.wpwen.com. I believe all these records have reviews up. I uploaded a bunch last night, and I'm pretty sure these were some of them. So you should check out these songs, they're all pretty good. Here's Birds of a Feather, Third Deaf, Fucked Up, and Triple Threat.
Yeah. that we live to regret. Let me dance till the restaurant world. Go, 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 go.
That was songs from some of the records we've reviewed recently on Signifying Nothing, which is located at sn.wpwen.com. We had Birds of a Feather doing Break the Chains, Third Def with Garbage, Fucked Up doing the B-side of their new single, which is called Teenage Problems. The single is called Dangerous Fumes. It's on Deranged Records. And then we had the opening song from Triple Threat's new record, Into the Darkness. The song is called Obliterate. We have a little bit of time left, so we're going to play some more songs now. Here's Suicidal Tendencies, Slipknot, 97A, and White Cross.
I'm Sean Reagan!
Change the world today. No one gives a fuck about what the people say. Ringleader,
that set opened up with Suicidal Tendencies doing I Shot the Devil, Slipknot doing World Leader off of their 7-inch on Revelation Records, 97A doing Crucible of Revolution, and White Cross doing Nuke Attack. That's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing this week. As always, we're located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Next week, our featured band is going to be the Misfits, so tune in to check that out, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
It's not my imagination! I've got a gun in my bed!